I'm Chris Grinley for Delmarva Public Radio. In 2011, Salisbury University's female track and field team boosted SU's athletic reputation, sweeping the 2011 Outdoor Conference Championship. The team's most recent win was the 2012 Indoor Conference Championship. One of the members of the track team, Chelsea Tavick, is still coming off the high garnered from that success and has several accomplishments of her own to boast.
Two biggest accomplishments were going to nationals in indoor and outdoor, and definitely placing third in outdoor with a huge PR in the shot put. I also won Athlete of the Year last year, so that's a lot of fun. And then this year I won Athlete of the Year again for indoor season for CAC, so hopefully I can keep that on a roll and go 4 for 4.
Tavick is in her junior year at Salisbury University. Her family is full of Salisbury University alumni, and she said when choosing a university, she initially wanted to break the trend until a coach recruited her and convinced her that Salisbury University had the most potential for her to succeed.
It was athletic related. Both my parents are Salisbury graduates. My aunt's a Salisbury graduate. My sister is a Salisbury graduate. Salisbury is kind of in the blood. I was almost determined not to go to Salisbury, but then I was recruited by Coach Lucas, who is no longer here. But he just made Salisbury's track team sound phenomenal. And I knew I didn't want to do D1. I didn't want to be engulfed by my athletics. I wanted them to be something fun. So I knew D3 was the way to go. And after talking to Coach Lucas, he kind of changed my mindset, and Salisbury was the place for me.
In her junior year, she received her greatest accomplishment yet by winning the national championship in the shot put, an event that requires a great amount of weight training and practice, something that Tavick says she is dedicated to.
We practice 5 days a week, and then we have meets on Saturdays, so it's basically a 6-day-a-week kind of thing. We only have 1 day off from training a week. If you know anything about shot put, it's 20% muscle, 80% technique. To be a good thrower, you need to be explosive and you need to be fast. So when you're gliding through the circle, spinning through the circle, whatever you're doing, you need to be doing it fast. If you're doing it slow, then you're not going to get anything out of it.
Tavick has high hopes for this outdoor track and field season. She says she wants to improve on her records and add more titles to her long list of accomplishments.
This outdoor season, I'm looking to go to nationals in more than one event. I've come close in javelin last year and the year before, and I'm taking off in hammer a little bit more than I ever have. So hopefully I can qualify for 3 events, and I definitely want to go back out in outdoor and win another national championship, go 2 in a row.
Tavick's success is due in large part to the dedication she has to her sport, and she says she wants to encourage up-and-coming athletes to reach their highest potential.
Just keep your head up, because college athletics are totally different than high school athletics, and if you're going to be a college athlete, you need to step your game up, and as you know, it's a lot harder and takes a lot more dedication and determination and just willpower to handle the kind of things and the practices and the hours and everything like that. I know my freshman year, I was almost ready to quit. I just thought it was too much. I wasn't up for all the work that had to be put in. Had a change of mind and decided, you know, what I put into it is what I'm going to get out of it. So I decided to put everything I had into it. And now I've gotten so much out of it that I would never do it differently.
After she receives her bachelor's in elementary education next year, Tavick says she is interested in going to graduate school, but isn't planning on leaving track and field behind. She says she would also like to coach field events while she pursues a master's degree. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Chris Grinley.